Encore Finance.
Key Automotive.
Is Dana around?
Speaking.
Hey Dana, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
That's good. Good to hear. Hey, it won't take up much of your time here. I just wanted to touch base here with you and follow up real quick. Looks like we sent out a couple offers over your way, but they're based off of some working capital you had done a couple of years ago. Does that sound familiar?
I don't remember ever getting any offers from you.
Okay. We actually sent them through the mail. Are you guys still over there at 750 Industrial Boulevard?
Oh, okay. Well, that could have been. You know, I wouldn't qualify for any, so that's probably why I didn't.
What was that?
So they wouldn't qualify for any, so that's why I didn't respond.
Oh, why is that the case?
Well, bank account's in the red.
Okay. No, well, no worries there. Have you, been considering trying to do something like this, or?
Well, I did them. I'm paying on a couple, but I'm always behind on them and can't keep up with them. And, so there's a lot of reasons. A
couple capital loans out right now, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you originally use the money for? Just like inventory or supplies around the shop?
Pay off bills and pay off cars and so on.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have been staying pretty busy over there. Has it been kind of slow for you?
Well, it's been slow, obviously. I wouldn't be doing any of those.
Yeah, no, makes sense. Have you maybe thought about trying to refinance or try to do anything along those lines, try to get you a lower payment?
Yeah, I tried to. I mean, you can't qualify. If the bank account's in the red, you're not going to get any kind of offers.
Okay, no, I understand that. But it's been in the month, like in the red every month?
Pretty much.
Okay. I know we really have a bunch of different programs over here. Works with, you know, a lot of different people. Credit tiers all over the board here, A to D. Would you possibly be looking at trying to bring out a little extra capital and maybe try to consolidate some of those?
Evidently, you're new in the business and don't understand that when your bank accounts are in the red, no one's going to do anything.
Well, no, yeah, I understand that. I was just trying to think of a couple different options we have because we really do work with people who have bankruptcies over here. So, you know, we can pull some strings out of our hat here and try to make some things work for you. That's what we try to pride ourselves in doing. We have a lot of different programs over here, and we usually have a lot of success trying to get people financed. Just to get an idea here, what did you guys do in sales last year, like top line revenue?
It's hard to say. It's not a matter of what we did last year, it's what we're doing this year.
Yeah, quite. Well, I was just trying to get an idea, like see how much we might be able to free up for you. How much total do you have in capital loans right now?
Probably 120,000.
Okay. And who are those with, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you are asking a lot of questions that, you know, that wouldn't apply or wouldn't make a difference on the situation we're in.
No worries. Yeah, I was just trying to get a better feel for it there. Are you guys...
The main thing is if the account's in the red 10 to 15 days a month for the last 3 months, and that's what they look at is the last 3 months' bank statements. They're going to see that, and it's going to be an automatic no on no matter what you're trying to do. So, but you're in sales. You don't understand that.
No. I can
just get bank statements and get an application filled out. That's your job.
Yeah, that is partly my job, but at the same time, we look at the complete 6 months. So the way, like, we understand, like, there are highs and lows throughout the year. We try to get an idea of what's going on with your business. At the same time, yes, I am trying to, you know, get the application and try to help you out there, but also I understand what it's like to be in, you know, a position to where money's tight. You know, when you're looking for money, you know, it's hard to get. But when you don't need it, everybody's calling you and begging you to take some out. And I understand it's like that. But I, you know, if we were able to do something here, because we really work with you know, credit tiers from A to D, people who have bankruptcies. We work with a wide range of people trying to help smaller and medium-sized business owners out, because we understand it's harder for you guys to go through, you know, larger banks. And being a private business bank, we really have shaped our programs around trying to benefit you guys. So if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been in business over there?
About 8 years.
8 years? Okay. Were you in the car business originally before that and decided to open your own store up, or?
No.
Okay. What sparked your interest in selling cars then?
Well, I've been doing it for 45 years.
Oh, nice. Just kind of playing around with it and start out, and then you kind of decided to open your own doors, or?
Not at all.
No? Okay. So how does your inventory work out? Do you, like, have to go to an auction to pick it up, or you kind of buy used vehicles off people, or how's that?
Well, we don't have any inventory. That's why the problem.
Oh, so you don't have any cars at all at the moment?
No, I got cars, but a lot of them need a lot of work, and, you know, you don't have money to spend to fix them.
Of course. No, I understand that. Do you guys have, like, a floor plan over there, or? No? Okay. Well, I know you're thinking I'm just trying to get the application in over here and do that, but would you be open and seeing if we could possibly do anything for you?
No, because you're wasting your time. You know, I talk to at least 6-7 cash advance companies call me per day, which means
okay.
I'm getting about 35 calls a week, okay, which I don't have time to answer, but they keep insisting on calling. Now, 9 out of 10 of them, when I explain the situation, they say, yeah, we really can't do nothing. We'll call you back in a few months, okay? So at least they understand. You don't seem to. So like I said, you know, when I call back in a few months, maybe things will be better. But at this point, there's no use even looking at things.
All right, well, no worries there. I could definitely do that for you. What's at least a good email for me to shoot you over my info? That way you can keep that on file there.
Well, I wouldn't bother. You got the phone number. You can check with me in a few months.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to at least have you my information. That way you can kind of look our company up and whatnot.
So I can delete it.
Well, if that's what you wanted to, at least I did my part on this and just trying to help out. But all right, I will get back in touch. Oh no, of course. Well, I'll get back in touch with you around the beginning of November and see how everything's looking over there for you.
All right.
All right, Dana. Good talking to you. Have a good one.
You too.